Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. Authorities have identified the man who died following an overnight shooting in northeast Iowa earlier this week. Waterloo police say the incident occurred Wednesday morning around 3:45 a.m. at a home along Hammond Avenue between Olson and Langley Roads. At the scene, officers found a man and a woman with gunshot wounds. Authorities said both victims were taken to a local hospital where the man later died from his injuries. The deceased has been identified as 39-year-old Montana Lee Gunhus. The other victim, a 28-year-old female, remained in critical condition as of Thursday. Waterloo police add that there is no threat to the public. Anyone with information in regards to the shooting is asked to contact Waterloo Police or Cedar Valley Crime Stoppers. A traffic stop has led to drug charges against a pair of northeast Iowa men. Olwine police say they were assisted by the Buchanan County Sheriff's Office and the Iowa State Patrol in executing a search warrant at a residence on 2nd Street Northwest in Olwine about 11:30 Tuesday night. During the search, illegal controlled substances were located and seized, with 62-year-old Daniel Rice and 58-year-old Randall Cantrell, both of Olwine, arrested on drug charges. Rice is charged with possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, a Class C felony, driving while barred, an aggravated misdemeanor, unlawful possession of prescription drugs, and possession of marijuana, both serious misdemeanors, and possession of drug paraphernalia, a simple misdemeanor. Cantrell faces charges of possession of meth, an aggravated misdemeanor, and possession of drug paraphernalia. According to the criminal complaints, the search warrant was the result of a continued investigation from a traffic stop earlier in the evening in which Rice was initially arrested for driving while barred. A subsequent search located prescription-only medication in his pocket, which led to a vehicle search and the discovery of a mirror and magnetic box with residue that tested positive for meth. A search warrant for the residence of Rice and Cantrell was then obtained, with law enforcement recovering marijuana, multiple baggies of meth, digital scales, and multiple meth smoking devices. Officers also located many containers and several baggies, indicating the intent of Rice and Cantrell to sell and or distribute drugs. OPD says additional charges are pending as the investigation continues. A fire at the main event building in downtown Charles City just over a month ago disrupted operations of neighboring businesses. ISU Extension and Outreach Floyd County shares a wall with the main event, but their office was fire-free. Still, it prevented staff from returning to normal operations until October 8th, according to Extension's Michelle Schubert.
We'll be back to our normal business hours, which would be Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4:30, and Friday from 8 to 1.
In the interim, Extension staff worked remotely or from alternate locations in their efforts to still supply the programs they offer, including 4-H Club membership sign-up, no ag background required.
And it really started more as a farming type thing, but nowadays it has changed. We have changed with society as well. So we have kids who come from town. You are not required to bring any type of animal if you don't have that access. We have lots of other project areas kids can excel in, anything from food and nutrition to photography to woodworking to mechanics. We're even getting more into some of the newer ones like robotics and aerospace, along with the animals. Of course, we can't forget the animals.
Schubert says there are 9 4-H clubs in Floyd County, with kids participating in a variety of community projects.
Last year, we had clubs for community service projects. They did anything from collecting food for local food pantries, helping with the mobile food pantry out at the fairgrounds, partnering with local care centers and maybe making some cards for them, carving pumpkins for the spook walk, and even cleaning up the litter on the highway by next to the fairgrounds.
This Sunday, ISU Extension and Outreach Floyd County will host its 4-H Awards Night from 5 to 6:30 at the Floyd County Fairgrounds. Call 641-420-3256 for more information. You can also visit Floyd County Extension and Outreach on Facebook. A delegation of aviation officials from Japan stopped in North Iowa on Thursday as part of a trip to see how smaller airports operate in the United States. 3 airports located on the islands of Oshima, Najima, and Kozushima are part of the Tokyo metropolis area and have 2 to 3 flights per day to Shofu Airport in Tokyo. Mason City Municipal Airport Manager David Sims says they chose Mason City after doing some research about airports 3 months ago. He said they had many questions about how the airport operates and what is making the Mason City Airport so successful, in particular with the general aviation and the events that we have going on here, hoping to replicate that success at their own airports. Sims adds they also chose Mason City because of the Third Thursday Burger Burn, which has been held monthly over the last 10-plus years, which brings as many as 100 airplanes and over 200 guests to the airport from the local aviation community. Sims says the event happens the third Thursday of every month. Sims says they also flew Japan officials around the area to show them how aviation is in America. They were also to visit a couple of private farm strips in the area and then bring them back for the burger burn last evening. The delegation flies out of Mason City today. They also visited the airport in Bentonville, Arkansas, as part of their trip to America. The city of Charles City will conduct the first of two curbside fall leaf pickup operations next week. City crews will begin collecting leaves on Monday, with residents reminded to rake leaves into the street about a foot and a half away from the curb. The gap allows the street equipment to operate efficiently and ensures rainwater can flow towards storm sewers without clogging the intakes, which keeps the streets from flooding. A second and final round of fall leaf pickup is scheduled for the week of November 17th. For those who missed the collection dates, the city reminds residents that the Shaw Avenue dump site remains open daily for your disposal needs. Tonight on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, Charles City football hosting Clear Lake. 6:45 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report. Mills and Corpenter pregame show at 7, kickoff at 7:30. Tonight on 95.9 KCHA, Nashville Plainfield football at Clayton Ridge. Coverage begins at 6:30 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report. Huskies pregame at 6:45 and the kickoff at 7. Tomorrow on Fab Oldies KCHA, UNI football hosting South Dakota. Noon broadcast time, kick at 1 o'clock. Iowa State is idle this weekend. I'm Mark Pitts reporting that your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.